Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and today we're talking to Jonna Rae Barges, and we are going to talk about that special someone at work, that person who drives you crazy, that you always seem to butt heads with. And irrespective of what you say, if you say black, they say white, and you're just constantly can't see eye to eye. That's one level of conflict. And also, how do you deal with delivering hard feedback to someone? And we're going to approach this less from kind of a business school, kind of like whatever you read in organizational development books, and we're going to approach it from an intuitive standpoint. So our guest, Jonna Rae Barges, is an Emmy, very accomplished person, an Emmy Award winner, a former executive at Disney, where she used her these gifts that we're going to share with you today, and now psychic. That's a lot of transformation in a short time, Jonna Rae. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
So what do we do? Okay, let's start off with the situation where you just have people who are just challenging at work. No matter what you say, you're always in meetings, you're butting heads. How could we use our intuition to deal better with these sorts of people?
Well, it's a great question, and I know it's one every single one of us deals with at some point in our careers. And the number one thing to always be aware of is they are picking up your vibes. If you are sending out the idea that, you know, I hate your guts, I know you lie, they are so picking up on that. And it goes back to that really cool thing where this school teacher was given this class, and she was told the kids were gifted. And so she treated them like that. You know, she acted like that, and they just did beautifully, great test results. And at the end of the year, they told her, you know what, we lied. They were really like remedial class. We just wanted to see what would happen if you thought that they were all brilliant. And they matched her expectation. So if what we're doing is energetically sending someone the idea that we don't trust them, we hate them, they're going to fulfill our expectation in that regard. So the number one thing to do is just kind of take a deep breath and just try to come up with something nice, even if it's that, you know, we're both working here at the same place at the same time, and so we need to make this work in the most positive possible way. Just sending that thought to them is totally going to shift the energy. And then on a spiritual level, something that's fascinating for you to consider is that they're reflecting back to you something that you need to recognize and heal and bring into balance in yourself. And that's a tough one. Even if the message is learning how to better control your emotions, because if they just explode and blow up and all that, it's kind of giving you a little reminder, okay, so I need to just be aware of this within myself. So,
right, because you may actually have potential reactions to that emotional explosion that go back to your childhood or whatever. You know, it could be something along those lines. So they kind of are like, yeah, they're kind of your like little yellow sign to like, be careful. This is something that you probably have issues with, or you don't like it because you don't like that aspect of yourself.
Exactly. And then just following through with what you said. I mean, if this is a behavior that you've learned or you've learned to recognize, maybe they're reflecting something that the way a parent treated you or a teacher who was very cold and mean and all that. Maybe you're still resolving how to respond to someone like this.
And that happens a lot at work, too, because you're dealing with people in positional power. They have authority over you, which may be replicating issues you had with your parent. I see that a lot, issues that you've had with your parents or teachers that kind of get replayed in the work setting.
Exactly. We keep replaying those tapes until we learn a different way to process it. So what this evil, horrible, two-headed monster is doing is giving you the opportunity to process this within yourself and bring this into balance.
I love the idea of like looking at them and saying, energetically, I'm looking at you as a gift to me.
Yeah. And it sounds bizarre, but I promise you that is totally going to shift the energy and the exchanges that you have. And something else that's really important, while they're this whole, you know, learning opportunity for you, it's really important to also visualize yourself in this bubble of white light and visualize only good energy coming in and only good energy going out, because that way you're not picking up on anything they might be projecting onto you. Because yeah, that happens lots of times. Like, no matter how accomplished we are, I mean, I've read for, you know, thousands and thousands of people, and even the most confident seeming executive at the biggest corporation also has similar insecurities and doubts and everything. And so if we have this bubble of white light around us, only good energy is going to come in, and they can't hit our weak points. You know,
yeah, so it's creating like an energetic, like an invisible energetic boundary, that if they actually are trying to like toss negative energy your way, so you may have cleared yourself, but that doesn't mean they may not have negative energy that they harbor for you. So this bubble that you're referring to is kind of like a protective, it's like your armor.
That
it's
is
like
exactly
an invisible
right.
armor.
That is exactly right. And you're not taking on their stuff, and they can be spewing and steaming and all kinds of things. And something that was a real eye opener for me, I got to interview Arianna Huffington, you know, who does the Huffington Post, a brilliant woman based in Washington, D.C., who's dealing with, I would say, some of the most challenging personalities around through what she does.
Right. Uh-huh.
And when I was interviewing her, I asked her, okay, so how do you keep your spiritual center in a place like Washington, D.C.? Because she's a very spiritual woman. And she laughed. And then in that delightful accent of hers, she said, darling, I breathe. So we talked before about just taking that deep breath that just centers you and grounds you and puts you in that protective space. And it filters out negative stuff. So even a woman who's right there in the heart of Washington, D.C., and who daily is writing things that all of us are reading to learn about what's really going on in the heartbeat of our government and all that, she's using the spiritual protection and the spiritual grounding of just doing that deep breath. And that is a wonderful, wonderful resource that's so easy for us to just...
Yeah. One of the simplest things that we forget about the most. You know, it's like, oh yeah, breathe. All the time.
Yeah, because generally when we feel threatened, when we're panicky, when we're angry, we do the little shallow breathing thing. And what that's doing is that's starving our brain of oxygen. So it's like you kind of go brain dead too.
Yeah, it's equivalent to what happened when I was pregnant. Yeah. No oxygen to the brain. Not helpful, I can tell you from personal experience.
But especially dealing with these little tyrants that we all deal with at work, that's a very important thing to remember. And another thing, humor really can alleviate tension. Humor can really bring everybody back to, you know, a good level playing field, and help you discover what you have in common with someone.
Do these same tactics work with, let's say you have difficult feedback to deliver someone, you know, you love someone, you appreciate them, they're your friend, but you actually have to deliver some hard feedback.
Right.
Would you, same techniques apply, or would you do something different?
Real similar techniques. I mean, if you're going up to this person thinking, oh my God, I don't want to have to tell them this, I feel terrible, they're going to be so upset. Guess what?
They will be.
Yes. They're going to pick that up, you know, a mile away. And so going in, being very, very respectful, I think that's an important thing. And also sending them the energy, visualizing that the two of you are shaking hands and smiling. I mean, see yourselves in connection in a positive energetic situation. You know, just hold that image in your head, and then that's what they're going to pick up. They're going to pick up the fact that the two of you are, you know, seeing eye to eye and being able to communicate. Mm-hmm. And also, honesty is so important. I mean, doing it nicely, but and tactfully and with compassion, because if you can be honest and compassionate, people will be able to handle what you're going to say, especially if what you're visualizing is that you have this mutual respect for each other. That's so important. Mm-hmm. And you might want to begin the conversation by commenting on something that you admire that they're doing right, you know, if there's something genuine that you can say. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to start it off on a positive level. Mm-hmm. And if you can be saying we instead of I, because that kind of keeps your ego out of it and also goes back to that, you know, you're together, you know, you're shaking hands. You guys are, you're both in this together. And so you're going to be mutually looking out for what's going to benefit, you know, both of you. And sometimes, I mean, keeping the wrong person in a job is not doing anyone any favors, including them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to just keep that in mind, that it's not like it's out of a place of love, not necessarily like, you know, it's like they're on their spiritual journey and they need to hear this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It goes back to
yeah.
the respect and compassion and what mm-hmm. you can do for them to help them. If what you're doing is you're letting them go, what are going to be some options? What resources does the company have, or what kind of a letter of recommendation can you write? You know, what's going to be a positive thing that you can deliver to them right there, right after you deliver the bad news to them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but big things, you know, keeping those respective boundaries around you, breathing deeply, and then that respect thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that respect thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jonna Rae Borges, who is teaching a class on practical spirituality at eastwestbookshop.com, where you can go to that website and sign up for her October 6th class. And she's doing some sessions on October 4th and 5th. And I've done a session. It was fantastic. So I highly recommend going to not only your bookshop, but also getting an individual reading. And next, we're going to talk about how you can use your intuitive mojo at work to influence decision making. Folks out there, make sure to join us every week on our adventure as we explore the many paths to your happiness, and make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Simple girl in a high-tech digital world, really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big but his boss. Kate Moss can't find a job.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ, as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. We are talking about how you can win friends and influence others at work. And our guest today on Fired Up with CJ is Jonna Ray Barges, a former business executive who writes about her work and life experiences at Disney, Lego, SeaWorld, the big ones. And she talks about her experiences in her book called Psychic or Psychotic. Love that title. Today, we are going to be sharing some techniques on how you can use your intuitive powers to win and influence other people at work. So welcome back, Jonna Ray.
Thank you very much.
So when we were talking many moons ago, you had said that you'd go to Disney, you would be in a meeting, and you could see which people were lying, which people were with you and weren't with you.
Yes.
Now, how did you... One, which is fabulous that you're able to do that, but not all of us can do that. So for those of us who aren't developed at that level at this point, how can we use our intuition to kind of persuade even the most obstinate folks and to our side in a meeting?
Okay. Well, there are a couple things. First of all, we've talked a couple times about how important it is to take that deep centering breath.
Yeah.
Because that immediately puts you in a real solid position. Mm-hmm. And also working to stay in a very positive state. Because what that does is it sends the energy to everybody else that you can be trusted. You know, you're smiling, you're being proactive, you're being very positive. There's a whole new field of psychology called positive psychology, and it says the three things you need to be happy are faith in something greater than you, friends, and a purposeful life. And so to me, that's the other big part about using your mojo at work. It's like knowing that it's not just a job, it's a mission. You know, this is giving you an opportunity to do something that's going to make a difference on whatever level. And knowing that and believing in yourself and having pride that this is something that you're able to contribute to the world, you know, through the work that you're doing. So all of those things will keep you in a real solid, positive state.
Right. So it's a lot of the same things that we're talking about in terms of how you handle conflict at work. A lot of it is energetically, what are you projecting? So if you project a positive mindset to, are you completely present during the interaction, or are you trying to power over someone during that interaction, which is causing you not to be present, which I think is, that's how I read the breathing thing, right? If you're breathing,
exactly.
Then you're present. You're not trying to like control someone to be on your side or to power over them or those kind of things, which I see so often in meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some other tips that during those meetings that you found yourself when you're in those meetings, like those big board meetings at Disney where, you know, you have someone pitching an idea that you're trying to sell and they were vested in, right? Because they spent a lot of time coming up with that idea.
Right. Well, the big thing is to pay attention to like how you feel, pay attention to your gut. And you were saying that, you know, other people don't have, you know, they don't look at someone and see snake skin around them when they're lying like I do. Well, I've been doing this for many decades, but just kind of paying attention to your hunches. Like if you feel that someone is either being, you know, genuine or maybe not so much, you know, just pay attention to that. And absolutely, you know, another thing, even before the meeting, pay attention to your dreams because you're going to be getting information. Your mind never shuts down. And when you're in your dreams, you're going into a higher state. So before you go to sleep, you can kind of say, okay, any information that I need to have to prep for this meeting or this presentation, you know, please send to me in my dreams. And you will be shocked at the kind of things that you get. Yeah. I did that one time before a huge production session I had at a television station in Miami. I didn't know what I was supposed to produce for a particular spot. And I saw the whole spot play out in my dreams. I got up at 2:30 in the morning after I saw it, wrote down the copy for it. It timed out to exactly 29 seconds, which is what it had to be. And then that morning, you know, I did a storyboard quickly. And as I was working with the director, I kept having him do things over and over until it was just the way that it had been in the dream. And at one point he even, you know, pushed back his chair from the control panel and yelled at me, "Where does this stuff come to you in dreams?" And it's like, well,
and he, yeah, literally, you know,
And we both got Emmys for it, you know, him for directing, me for writing and producing. So, and that was something where, because it was a work thing that had been weighing heavily on my mind, I was just looking for some kind of, you know, input on it. And I asked to get it in my dreams, and that works, you know, go ahead and specifically ask for that. And then that little thing about seeing the stoplight in your mind, like someone says something at the meeting and you're wondering, should I respond to that? You know, should I correct that information? Should I do something about that? You're not sure if you should or not. Just imagine that you're seeing that traffic light again. Yeah. And which color light is lit up? If it's red, for God's sake, do not open your mouth. If it is green, go for it. And if it's yellow, say something, but very, very cautiously.
We have a couple minutes left, and I just wanted to go back. So you're referring to, in our previous segment, I was saying, well, how do you know? Like, if you're not sure what your gut says, you're saying visualizing in your head whether you see a green, yellow, or red light. And
exactly.
That's what you're saying, whether you should go for it or not. I mean, how do you know, if you know your personal biases, because if you're present, you're going to not have personal biases. Is that it? I mean, how do you know that your personal biases aren't entering into the equation?
Well, going back into visualizing that white light from whatever your idea of God is, you know, visualize that you're in this bubble of this divine, you know, compassionate white light, and only good comes in and only good goes out. And when you're in that space and taking your deep breath, you can trust the hunches that you get. You're going to get genuine stuff there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. So these are all wonderful ideas. You, too, can get these wonderful ideas by going to eastwestbookshop.com. And on October 6th, Jonah Ray Barges is going to be talking about practical spirituality and how you take. And that's what we're really talking about. Spirituality is not just one of those things. I mean, this is something that's infinitely practical, something that you can use at work. And that's what we were trying to do during the segment, to show you how you can use your intuition at work very seamlessly and pretty easily. It's just a matter of opening your mind that you can do it, right?
And
unless you know that you can, you're not even going to think about doing it.
Exactly. And trusting those little hunches. And just real quick, one that I had at SeaWorld. I was there as a new PR director. A baby gray whale washed up on the beach just north of LA. They brought her down to SeaWorld, and she was dying the whole way. She had her umbilical cord attached. And so I'm kneeling there with, like, the president of the park, all the executives, kneeling by the pool where she's floundering around. And I thought at her, how can we help you live? And the words amino acids suddenly flashed in my brain. And so I went to one of the vets and I said, have you checked her amino acid levels? And they checked them. Her taurine levels were critically low. And they started giving her massive amounts of natural taurine, which is the brain and the heart. And she immediately started to thrive. And a year later, we could release her back out.
I love that. We actually have 30 more seconds. I love that, because what it says is that you can even save lives with your psychic ability.
Yes.
So I love that. Thank you so much for being on the show, John Ray. This is great. Folks, make sure to go to eastwestbookshop.com to sign up for John Ray's classes, because they're fantastic. And next week, we're going to have Julie Metzger and Dr. Rob Lehman, who are going to talk us about having great conversations and connecting with their crazy hormone-filled teens. But how do we do that with compassion and grace? So we'll tell you about that next week. And make sure to get a weekly subscription of our show on iTunes by going to search, typing in Fired Up CJ, and hitting subscribe. Okay, everyone, have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Shauna Ray.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame.
Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.